The crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border has galvanized religious communities in the U.S. Many congregations have thrown themselves into sheltering and advocating for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. But the issue has also divided some churches, where worshipers say this encourages illegal immigration. In El Paso these last few days, religious leaders from across the country gathered to speak out in support of migrants. KERA's Mallory Falk reports on how their faith inspires their actions and activism.
Hundreds of people are squeezed into El Paso's First Christian Church on Sunday night for a mass meeting. The crowd's full of Christians, Jews, and Muslims.
I think there are some disciples in the house, am I right?
Reverend Terry Horde Owens steps up to the podium. She leads the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, the first Black woman elected to lead a large Christian denomination.
We can read our sacred texts, we can pray our prayers, but unless we're going to show up for humanity, no one believes us. Our prayers and our texts are vain unless we show up for our brothers and sisters. Our babies.
She rejects people using Christian texts to justify current immigration policies. When the Trump administration announced its family separation policy last summer, then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions cited a Bible verse in its defense. Several high-profile evangelical leaders have shown unwavering support for President Trump's immigration agenda. Last month, Jerry Falwell Jr. lashed out at a preacher who criticized conditions in Border Patrol facilities. That kind of thing doesn't make sense to Imam Omar Suleiman.
If you say that Jesus is in your heart, but you would put him in a cage today, you are a hypocrite.
He traveled to the meeting from Dallas.
If you say that you believe in Moses, but you would let him drown, you are a hypocrite.
On Monday, the Interfaith Assembly staged a protest outside an El Paso immigration detention facility.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around.
Reverend William Barber helped organize the event.
Particularly right now in America, we've got this religious nationalism that's on all the wrong sides of our religious values.
Barber's an acclaimed civil rights leader from North Carolina, and at a time where Christianity and politics are so closely intertwined, he's disturbed by what he hears from some fellow Christians.
They are against health care, they're against gay people, they're against voting rights, they're for guns, they are talking about it's right to be a wall, and there has to be another witness. There always has been another witness. You had slaveholder religion, but then you had the religion of Frederick Douglass and William Lloyd Garrison.
And other abolitionists. Barber believes the recent changes to U.S. asylum policies contradict basic morals.
Our deepest faith traditions tell us that we are to welcome the stranger. We are to treat the immigrant as our own family.
Many I talked with were quick to point out that religious communities have a long history of sheltering migrants. Allison Harrington is a pastor at Southside Presbyterian Church in Tucson. Her congregation helped launch the sanctuary movement back in the 1980s.
We understand that sometimes living out our faith, there's a cost to it.
A former pastor there faced federal charges for his work.
But there's a greater cost in terms of like our salvation if we fail to follow the commandments of Scripture.
Harrington says since President Trump came into office, a growing number of churches are offering sanctuary, like this man's.
Reverend Abi Janamanchi. I'm from Bethesda, Maryland.
Janamanchi says he's here to see what's happening at the border, but also to represent Doña Rosa, a woman with a deportation order who's lived in his church since last December.
She sends her love and her strength and the hope that indeed something will change.
Allison Harrington, the pastor from Tucson, says sanctuary isn't enough.
It's not just about providing these safe spaces within our houses of worship, but working alongside directly impacted people so that every single inch of our nation is a sanctuary and people don't have to live in constant fear.
Somebody's hurting the children and it's gone on far too long.
Now, many of these religious leaders hope to bring that spirit back to their faith communities across the country. They've borne witness, they say. Now it's time to push for change. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.